Our next plugin is the Google XML sitemap. What this plugin does is it automatically creates your sitemap based on your pages, your categories, based on your articles, your posts. And this plugin also automatically sends the sitemap, the XML sitemap that it generates to Google, to Bing, to Yahoo. And what that does is it shows search engines the entirety of your site, and it's like saying to Google that, hey, these are all the pages of my sites, come and index them and make sure that, you know, Google won't miss anything in the long run. So let's go inside and upload this plugin. Okay, activate. And let's head down to the settings and XML sitemap. Okay. There's quite a lot of features here that we actually change. So let's just open up the settings there, the screenshot settings. So we'll just follow that. And it's quite useful to include tag pages because they do come up in search engines. You know, it's better to actually have a tag page come up rather than have nothing at all come up. And they normally come up for very long keywords that have very small competition. But that does help with, you know, getting more visibility from search engines and increasing your amount of traffic that you're getting each day. Now there's some talk regarding duplicate content, but so far we've tried this one and those pages still do get indexed, and the more pages you have indexed, the better, the stronger your site is going to be, the more page rank your site is going to have. So let's head to the next setting. For the Yahoo part, by default it's not installed, so what we're going to do is we're going to get an application ID that will allow us to send updates to Yahoo Search. So we're just going to request an API key. And this is really easy to get. We just have to log in inside Yahoo and fill up a couple of details there. So I'm already logged in, so I no longer have to fill in